Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Nun Vav. We are holding 6-7 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Rav. Kol ir shiyesh ba ma'alois u'mordois. Any city that has a lot of malis u'mordois. Malis means like heaps that you have to go up elevations. Mordis means that it has a lot of potholes that you have to go down. So you're constantly going up and down, as opposed to going on a straight path. People that live in such a place, or even animals in such a place, they die prematurely. They die b'chatziya mehen. That sounds a little bit exaggerated. Says Gemara, you're right. Not that they die chas shalom, ela ema maskinim b'chatziya mehen. In other words, they exert so much effort to go up and go down and up and down all the time, and unfortunately they become old prematurely. But not chas shalom that they die. Ravuna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Yes.
Just the opposite of what they say.
Because you have to have exercise.
Exercise.
Okay. Ravuna b'Rei Rav Yeshua.
Too much is also no good.
Hani Mulyosa. Vuzen Mulyosa. Rash said Mulyosa duzen the malis amordis that we just spoke about. These malis amordis, the bay biri ud bay narish askenun. Bay biri and bay narish apparently were two towns or two shtetlach which were not far from one another. And Ravun Rabbi Yeshua apparently did a lot of walking from and to the bay biri and bay narish. Then unfortunately askenun, he says, that made me old. In other words, I got old prematurely because of all the walking that I did on these mulyasa, the malois umardais. Okay, back to our perek, Tanu Rabbanu. Now we're going to talk about, again, making square out of your towns and cities for purposes of tchumen on Shabbos. It's Tanu Rabbanu, ba l'riva meraba b'ribua oilam. When you are going to make your towns in a square shape, in other words, you start off, for instance, with a round shape. We're not going on the case of the diamond of yesterday, because you remember the Gemara said if it's a diamond, you leave it a diamond, and you don't have to go and make a square around it. But what happens if you start off with...
diamond is sub-square.
Exactly. But the Gemara said, what was the chiddush that you don't add zavios? I would think you should be meraba b'ribua oilam, meaning tzofel itzof in darm adarm. Here we're not talking about a diamond. We're talking about a case of a circle. So if a person wants to go and take the circle and make a square around it, of course, you can make a square in each direction, any way you want. It doesn't have to be square. It could be like a diamond shape around that circle. Says the Bryson, no. By the river, once you're making the square around the circle, around the circular city, Merabah b'ribu oilam. What means b'ribu oilam? Noisit tzafoina litzafan oilam, udraim ledarim oilam, and so on and so forth. Now, the question is, it's easy to go and draw it on a piece of paper. But how can you go and tell which is top of the Tzofen Olam or which is the Dharma Olam? There are no signs at the top of the city saying this is now the northern part of the city and the bottom saying it's the southern part. How do you know where the Dharma Olam and the Tzofen Olam is? So of course nowadays they have these compasses. But the Gemara is assuming you don't have a compass. The Simonach, this easy simon is you look up to the sky and you see this constellation and you see the Egla B'Tzofen. Egla means the calf. And the Gab is going to tell us that that's a reference to Taurus. Taurus is a constellation which is the northern side. The Akrav, the scorpion, is Midorim, is on the southern side. So those that really understand these things, and they look up to the sky, and they can go and see the Taurus or the Kaf and the Tzofen side, and they see the Akrav and the Midorim side, they will know to go and be Meraba, the Shtot, the city, in the exact same direction, where he sees the Egla, but Tzofen, that's where you should make the Tzofen wall, not a real wall, but this imaginary line for purpose of Tchumen, and so on and so forth.
That's called the Ribuya Olam.
Exactly. That's Ribuya Olam. But now the problem is, many of us are not that familiar with the constellations. Is Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Im Einu Yodea L'Riva B'Ribuya Shel Olam? What should you do then if you can't recognize, you look up to the sky and it just looks like a whole bunch of stars. You don't know which is what, the Big Dipper and the Small Dipper and this and that, the Vaisnish. The Meraba Kemen HaTkufa. What you should do is base it on the seasons of the year. What means the seasons of the year? Ketzad. Chama Yoitz B'Yoim Oruch V'Shekas B'Yoim Oruch Zehu Penei Tzofay. Chama Yoitz B'Yoim Kotzer V'Shekas B'Yoim Kotzer Zehu Penei Dorim. There's a lot, of course, to talk about over here, especially those people that understand astronomy and astrology. But bottom line is, what the Gemara is telling us is, we all know that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. But we also know that there are longer days during the summer. As we are approaching the summer, the days get longer and longer. And we know that during the winter, the days are much, much shorter. Now, how is that? The reason for that is because although the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, during the summer months, it rises in the northeastern corridor of the horizon and sets in the southeastern corridor, while during the northeastern and sets in the northwestern corridor, thank you. Mashenkin, during the winter, it's the other way around, that it rises in the southeast and it sets in the southwest. Wizanav Kimina, if it's the north or south, because when it's going on that route northward from the east to the west on the northern side of the horizon, that is a much longer trek than when it's going from on the southern side of the horizon from east to west. And that's why during the summer months, since it's going from north to north, that is northeast to northwest, it's much longer day. That's during the summer months, it's going on the northern side of the horizon. However, during the winter months, it's the other way around. On a short day, like in the winter, the sun rises in the east, but on the southeast. That's, of course, the two extremes. We're talking during the summer and during the winter. What about in between, meaning the autumn days and the days of spring? Tkufas Nisan, Utkufas Tishrei, Chameyoytze b'chatzim mizrach, b'shekas b'chatzim arv. Then it's not all the way north. It's not all the way south. It's in between. And that's why you have in-between days, which are more or less the same, 12-hour days and 12-hour evenings. Shenema, where is this all based on? Hoylech el dorim v'soyviv el tzofen. Hoylech el dorim v'yoyim v'soyviv el tzofen b'layla. Soyviv, hoylech haruach. Eil p'nei mizrach u'p'nei marv. P'am mehalchosin b'p'am misavavosin. What the Gemara is explaining is that the sun, when it keeps on revolving, now, nowadays, according to modern science, they say that the earth revolves around the sun, not that the sun revolves around the earth, but it doesn't make a difference. For purposes of our Gemara, we have that the sun, during the day, we see the sun on the horizon. If it's not a cloudy day, you can go and see the sun. However, you don't see the sun at night. Now, what does the sun do at night? It's not as if it goes to sleep in bed and puts on the pajamas and goes to sleep. The sun continues to shine. However, we don't see it because it's now in back of the earth. Either because the sun goes around the earth, or earth around the sun. This is Minishkan Afkimina. The point is, during the day when we see it, the sun is on the front side of the earth. At night, it's on the back side, it's on the other side of the earth. That being the case, that's what the Gemara is talking about, that during the day, it's hoylich bayoim. Hoylich means you see it traveling during the day. At night, it's soyvev. Soyvev means that you don't see it because it's just surrounding. It's going now on the bottom part to rise up again the next morning. Aha. Okay. So this is the Gemara. Hoylich el darim v'soyvev el tzofein. When the sun is traveling, hoylich el darim, it starts, of course, from the east and sets in the west. However, since it started off during the summer months at the highest point of north, then as the days of summer get shorter and shorter towards autumn and towards winter, it starts from Dorim, but then it's Soyviv El Tzofen. In other words, it's starting to go to Tzofen. Hoylech El Dorim B'yoyim Yesoyviv El Tzofen B'layla. Aha. During the day, when you see it on the Dorim side, but then at night, when you don't see it, then it makes the full revolution to come up the next morning by going Soyviv El Tzofen B'layla. So that's how you have the full revolution the entire day, the 24 hours, that during the day you see it traveling. During at night, it's not hoylich, it's soyvich. So it means that it's going and surrounding from the backside. So when you see it during the day on the Dorim, it has to make up for going around the whole thing. So that's why at night it goes in the Tzofen side. And of course, during the day, if it's going on Tzofen, then at night it's going to go Dorim. Soyvich, soyvich, hoylich, haruach, elu p'nei mizrach, p'nei marav. That's what we see going hoylich, haruach. The ruach is going, in other words, that the sun is rising in the east and setting in the west. Pam halchasam, sometimes it's traveling, meaning sometimes you see it. Pam misavavasam, sometimes you don't see it because it's at night. And that's the path of the sun during the day and night. Anyway,
In short, Earth is not going around in a circle, perfect circle,
right,
around the sun, mm-hmm, but like an ellipsis.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes it's closer to the sun, sometimes it's farther from the sun.
Maskim.
So that's, this causes that they are long and they are shorter.
Excellent, Gabba, that was a very succinct summary of our Gemara, Eishakoyach. But the point is, now when I'm making the Ribua Olam around the circular city, if I know the constellation is good, and if not, then what I have to do is during the summer months see the path of the sun, then I realize, oh, this must be in the northern end, then I see during the winter the path of the sun, that's the southern end, and that's how I measure and I draw the box around the circular city. Now everything that we learned until now is very gishmak. We don't follow any of these rules. Now notice Rav Masharshi said this back, if you remember, about 10 days ago. We had an identical Gemara where the Gemara said over there that if you have Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda, you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Yossi, you pass like Rabbi Yossi. And there too we had back on Nem Vav Amid Beis, we don't follow any of these general rules. So this is a Misharsha Lishitose, so to speak, that he...
But he doesn't have many rules, come on.
I don't know if any rules, but the rules in Daf Mem Vav and the rules in Daf Nun Vav. They're both Vavs. There's Mem Vav and Nun Vav. Okay, anyway, so the Misharsha says, I don't believe in that. The Sanya, I have a Braisa. Le'yotzecham mi'olam mi'keren mizrochis tzifoynis, v'shoka be'keren marobis tzifoynis. It never happened that the sun rose from the northeastern end and set in the northwestern end. It also never came up on the southeastern side and was shekea and set in the southwestern side. Zukta, that never happened. So in Bazaif, it never happened, and everything that we learned until now is not accurate. Now, of course, this is difficult, this Bryce, and what Rav Masharshi is saying, because if you look outside during the summer and during the winter, you do see, I mean, there's a chametzias. You can't go and say, the first Bryce doesn't know what it's talking about. It never happened in the north and the west, in the north or the south. So the Mefarshim explain, what the Gemara means to say is, Rav Masharshi is saying, it's not that the north that we see is the highest north possible, because in fact, either the sun rises and sets higher than the northern part or lower than the northern part. In other words, that the first Bryce is not totally accurate in terms of the science of astronomy. And the same thing applies to the during the winter, when it's going from one end of the south to the other end of the south, from one end of the dorm to the other end of the dorm, it's not exactly like the Gemara said before, because in fact it never was exactly in the southernmost, it was a little bit higher than the southernmost part, not as south as the previous Gemara suggested. Okay, anyway, that's the shtickel over there, and now we start a new piece, Omar Shmuel. Now, to understand the next piece, we have to do some very simple mathematical calculations, which are quite easy, but we just have to halt kop a bissel. How many days do we have in the solar year? I'm sure everybody's going to answer 365. Now that, of course, is true in terms of the full days. But points out Uri, it's really not 100% accurate because it's 365 and a quarter days in a year.
Approximately.
You have to add a few minutes, a few halakim in there, but for our purpose, 365 and a quarter. How do we know it's 365 and a quarter? Because in fact, every 4 years, that's why they make a leap year and they make a 366 to make up for the fact that you never have January 1st starting at 4 o'clock in the morning. It always starts 12 o'clock in the morning. It never starts 7 o'clock in the morning. But there's always a difference of a quarter of a day. So those quarter of a days we add up, and every 4 years they make a leap year, so we're back onto schedule again. But this is not something that politicians made up 365 and a quarter. This is the way the sun revolves around the whole year. It's 365 and a quarter. Aha, okay. So now, what's important about that? How does that touch up into weeks and into hours? Meaning, we start off with 365 and a quarter. If we want to look now at the seasons, each season is a quarter of the 365 and a quarter. Okay, so now divide 365 by 4, and we should get to roughly 91 with one remainder, right? 4 times 90 is 360. 4 times 91 is 364. So I'm left with 1 1/4 days. So each one of the seasons of the year is 91 days, plus I still have to deal with this 1 1/4. How much is 1 1/4? 1 1/4 is 30 hours. In one day you have 24 hours, a quarter of a day you have 6 hours, is 30 hours. But that's for the whole year, right? 365 1/4 is 364. It's a full 52 weeks, 7 times 52, and you have 1 1/4 remaining, is 30 hours. If we're dividing it up now into four seasons, each season is 91 days and 7 1/2 hours. Because we take a 30 and we divide it by 4, you get 7 1/2. Everybody so far is with me? So we have 4 tkufos of the year. Those 4 tkufos, the 4 seasons, each one is 91 days plus 7 1/2 hours. Because if you multiply 4 times 91 is 364. You multiply 7 1/2 by 4, you get 30. 30 hours. 30 hours is 1 1/4 days. So you've been mashlim 365 1/4. So far, so good? Good. Now, let's assume, says Rashi, that the very first tkufa, tkufas nisan, which is what the Gemara talks about. Tkufas Nisan is basically the spring solstice or the spring equinox or whatever it happens to be. Yeah, I don't know the difference between equinox and solstice. I'm sure Barry does know the difference. But the point is, whenever that is, that Tkufas Nisan, we assume, starts on Wednesday evening. Why do we assume it says Wednesday evening? Because at the time of Bria Shemayim Ba'aretz, it was created on the fourth day with the Moiris. This was Tishrei, this was Nisan. That's already beyond our sugya. But the point is, for our purposes, Rashi says that Tkufas Nisan, let's say, starts at 6 o'clock at night. Okay. So now, let's fast forward and get to the next Tkufa. The next Tkufa will be 91 days later. 91 days later, coincidentally, adds up to a full 13 weeks. Because 7 times 13, 7 times 3 is 21, carry the 2, 7 times 1 is 91 days, is exactly 13 weeks. Which makes sense, because 4 times 13 weeks gets you to 52 weeks, right? The 52 weeks in a year, everybody agrees to that. So a quarter of 52 is 13 weeks. Good. David, you're with me, yeah? Okay, anyway, so again, it's all quite simple. From the Tkufas Nisan, we are now fast-forwarding 91 days, which is 13 weeks. So that's exactly the same. It's still 6 o'clock in the evening. The reason why we talk about 6 o'clock is because that's when we assume Mishkiot Tzeis HaKavim, the beginning of night, beginning of the next day. Okay, fine. So that's 6 o'clock at the time of Tkufas Nisan. We've now moved 13 weeks forward, but we still have to deal with 7 1/2 hours. Right, because we said it's 13 weeks is 91 days. 7 1/2 hours, 4 times 7 1/2 is 30, 365, good. So you have to move 7 1/2 hours. So the next kufa is not going to start at 6 o'clock. It's going to start 7 1/2 hours later, which means 1:30 in the morning. Right? You add 6, gets you to 12. 7 1/2 is 1:30. So therefore, the next kufa, tkufas Tammuz, will always start at 1:30. Not always start at 1:30, because we'll see, we're going to keep on adding. That's at 1:30. Now when we go to the next kufa, which is kufas Tishrei, again we have to move ahead 13 weeks, which again is day to day, no problem. It's exactly 13 weeks. But again we have to add 7 1/2 hours. If we add 7 1/2 hours to 1:30, 7 1/2 of 1:30 gets us to 9 o'clock. Does everybody agree? 7 1/2 plus 1:30, right? 7 plus 1 is 8, half and half, so it's 9 o'clock. Fine. It's, of course, 9 o'clock already the next morning. It's no longer Wednesday night. It's now Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Fine. Now let's go back. Now we'll go to the next season. Next season, we push again 13 weeks. That's exactly day to day. That's not a problem. Then we add 7 1/2 hours. If you add 7 1/2 hours to 9 o'clock, is 16 1/2. 16 1/2 gets us to 4:30. 4:30. Okay. 4:30. So now we are ready the third season. Now we're going on to the fourth season. We add again 7 1/2 hours to 4:30. 7 1/2 to 4:30 gets us to 12 o'clock, and that gets us to the next year, Nisan, once again. So the first
kufa from Bria's Island, that's where you start.
Yeah, but we're talking about today also. We don't have to go back.
You started at 6 o'clock.
We started at 6. I only started at 6 because that's what Rashi started. Yeah. The reason why Rashi does is because that Shki, or Tzeis HaKavim, is at 6 o'clock, the Tkufas Nisan. Right, that's going to be the equinox, which is going to start at 6 o'clock, which is going to be 12-hour days, 12-hour nights, and we The reason why Chab said on the Chorid is because of Bria Soil. But anyway, let's get back to what we're discussing. So now we started off 6 o'clock the first time to Kufas Nissen. We are now 1 year ahead, and now it happens to be already at 12 o'clock. If we were to move another year ahead, it's going to be again at 6 o'clock, and another year it will also be again at 12 o'clock. Which means each time it's going to be 6 o'clock in the evening, 12 o'clock midnight, 6 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock midday.
We're moving forward a day on the calendar each year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We start Wednesday the next year, coming Thursday.
Exactly. Now, the reason why... it's very easy, Rabbi Yisai. I know it sounds complicated, but it's really easy. Because since we're going each year, forget about the four seasons, just go 1 year at a time now. We're starting now to Kufas Nissen, 6 o'clock in the evening. We have to add now 365 and a quarter days. 365 means 52 full weeks. Okay, that gets me to Wednesday night the next year. But now it's one more day, says Rabbi Bloom, correctly, 365. So now we're on to Thursday night at 6 o'clock. We have to add one quarter of a day. What's one quarter of a day? Another 6 hours. So we're going to add 6 hours, so it won't be 6 o'clock at night. It'll be 12 o'clock midnight. And then, of course, the next year, it'll be the same thing. It won't no longer be Thursday, 12 o'clock midnight. It'll be now Friday, 6 o'clock in the morning. So you keep on adding 6 hours year after year after year. It's 1.5 days, it's not 6 hours, it's 30 hours, but it'll always come out 6, 12, 6, 12, 6, 12. That's Tkufas Nissen. Because Tkufas Tammuz is always 7.5 hours later. What will happen every single year is Tkufas Tammuz is always going to come out either at 1:30 or 7:30. 1:30 and 7:30. Of course, sometimes it'll be 1:30 a.m. and then 7:30 a.m. The year after that will be 1:30 p.m. and then it'll be the year after that will be 7:30 p.m. But that's always because we always started our Tkufas Nissen. It was somewhat arbitrary, but we have to start at a given point, and the given point was 6 o'clock at night. And it's not arbitrary because presumably we're talking about Sheshes Mebereshis when we started off the first Ma'oiris at that time, at the beginning of the day. And the beginning of the day is not like we define it, 12 o'clock midnight, but it's the Jewish beginning of the day, which is 6 o'clock at night. So therefore, Nissan will always be 6:12, 6:12, 6:12, year after year after year after year. The days will keep on moving, naturally. But they'll always be at 6 or 12. Mashenkin's Kufas Tammuz will always be 7.5 hours later, because by definition, each season we said is 91 days and 7.5 hours. So therefore, the Tkufas Tammuz, the first Tkufas Tammuz in our example, will be at 1:30. The year after that will be 7.5 hours, 6 hours later. It'll always be 6 hours later. Will be 7:30. The year later, it's going to be again 1:30. A year later, will be 7:30.
A day and 6 hours later.
Exactly.
Well, that's 30 hours.
Exactly. 30 hours. Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right. Yes, Barry, you have a question. Yes, Rabbi Bloom, you have a question. Everybody's asking Rabbi Bloom, you have a question.
The Uber year does what to 7 out of 19 years does.
You're talking about the lunar. We're only talking about the solar year. And for purpose of the solar year, what's going to happen is every fourth year, you'll push it off a day. But it won't affect the 6 hour, 12 hour, 1:30, 7:30. That will always remain the same.
The Kuf is completely regulated by the sun.
By the sun of others. That's the solar.
Yes.
That's the solar year. So going back to Yigmar now. Om Shmuel. 6 lines before the wide lines. Om Shmuel. Ain't Kufas Nissen Lefeles. The Tkufas Nissen only begins at one of the four quarters of the day. What means the four quarters of the day? Which would mean 6 o'clock at night, which is when Yoim begins, Jewish time. Or Betchilas Halayla means 6 o'clock day. Oy Bechatzi Hayoim or Bechatzi Halayla. In other words, 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock midday or 12 o'clock midnight. That's when you have Tkufas Nissen. Then Tkufas Tammuz Nefeles, Elo Oybe Achas Umechza, either at 1:30, Oybe Sheva Umechza, Vein Bayoim Uvein Balayla. Because each time, just to remind ourselves again, Tkufas Tammuz was exactly 91 days, which was 13 weeks, plus another 7.5 hours. So the first Tkufas Tammuz, which is 7.5 hours later, cannot start at 6, it can only start at 1:30 in the morning, 1:30. Now, fast forward a year later, now you're adding again a quarter of a day. It's 365 and a quarter exactly from year to year to year to year. So you're adding now 6 more hours. 6 more hours, it won't be 1:30, it'll be 7:30. And again, the year after that, it'll be 1:30 and 7:30, 1:30 and 7:30. Since Tekufas Tamas was at 1:30, so now we go an additional 7.5 hours over 1:30, that gets us to 9 o'clock. That's that year. The next year it'll be 6 hours later. Instead of being 9 o'clock, it's going to be 3 o'clock. So that's what the Gemara says. Oy b'shalosh shoyis, oy b'teisha shoyis. Ben b'yom b'melayla. It could be 3 a.m., 9 a.m., 3 p.m., 9 p.m. Vein tekuv v'stevis nefelis ela oy b'arba u'mechza, oy b'aser u'mechza. Same thing. This has got to be either 4:30 or 10:30. Because, for instance, if in the previous year it was if tekufas tishrei was at 3 o'clock. Now we go and add to that 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours will make it at 10:30. The year later, you'll add 6 hours. At 10:30, will now be at 4:30. So that's why he says, "Oy ba'arba mechta, oy ba'asu mechta, ben bi'am b'melayla." Okay, there, fine. Now the Braisa, not the Braisa, Shmuel says now at the end. Remember, Shmuel was not only a great Amoida, but also Barry will tell us.
An astronomer and a doctor.
A doctor, and from Argamo we see one's an astronomer.
He's Shmuel did a Kia.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously Shmuel was absolutely brilliant in all in Yanam. At Aliski Kent. But now the Soif Pasik is now says Shmuel, you know where I took all of this from? Vein Beit Kufa Lit Kufa Letishim the Echad Yoim B'Sheva Shoyusu Mechza. The basis of all these calculations is all very simple. And that is from one Tkufa to another Tkufa, you always have to add 91 days, which is exactly 13 weeks. So that's simple. And then you have to add Sheva Shoyusu Mechza, 7.5 hours. And that's why when you added the 6 to the 7:30, that's why you got to 1:30. And so on and so forth, like we went through the whole Cheshvan. Vein Tkufa Moishechas Mechaverta Elechatzi Shoa. One tkufa is only moishech from the other a half an hour. What does he mean that it's only moishech a half an hour? What he means to say is that this tkufa that we're talking about now is now going into some astrological things, which are the seven mazolis, which Rashi quotes. Rashi, if you look at Rashi, about 7-8 lines from the bottom, then tkufa moishechas mechaverta elechatzi shoa. And similar chetzioi is azach, giach, viach, tadach. Oh, that's fascinating. But what does it all mean? So Rashi, a little bit further down, brings about kalash tzamchan. Kalash tzamchan means the seven mazolis that we have, which most of those are what we call planets today. What is the kalash tzamchan? The chof is koichov, which means a star. The lamed is levona. After that comes shin, which is shabsoi. Then after that comes Tzadik, which is Tzedek. Mem is Madim. Ches is Chama. Nun is Noiga. Those are 7 hours. Meaning that every single day, all 7 hours of the day, whenever they start, the first hour is going to be the Koichav, the next one is going to be Levana, next is going to be Shapsi, then Tzedek. In English, they all have fancy names. One is called Saturn, and the other is called Mars, and the other is called Jupiter. They all have, you have to look up the English in the art school, gives you names for all of these things. But the point is that you have these 7 hours which are controlled by these 7 planets, or these 7 mazolos. Aha. So let's assume, for instance, Shmuel is saying that the Tkufas Nissan started Lamushal in Koichav. Okay. Since the next Tkufa is going to start 7.5 hours later, it means that we will have gone through all the 7, the Koichav, Mit the Levana, Mit the Shapsi, Mit the Tzedek, and the Madan, because it went through all 7. And now we're into the 7.5 hour, which means we're back into the same Mazel, but not from the beginning of that hour, but from the middle of the hour. Since we started off the first time at the beginning of Koichav, and since from Nissan to Tammuz, we have to move the clock 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours means we're starting again into the 8th hour, which is again the first of the 7 mazolos. So just like we started the first Kufa at the beginning of Koichav, the next Kufa we're going to start in the middle of Koichav. By the next Kufa, we'll then be starting at the beginning of Levana. The one after that will be in the middle of Levana. That's all the Shmuel is trying to tell us.
So there's 24 hours in a day.
Correct.
How does that work? How does that sequence work with the 24-hour day?
Rashi goes through that at some length. What Rashi says is that you start the first day, Lamushal, with Koichav.
Right.
Then you'll go 3 times that whole... 3 times 7, the 3 cycles of 7, so that's 21, then you'll have 3 left over.
And then it just continues on, and the next day starts with the first hour and the fourth of the sequence.
Exactly. So therefore, the remaining 3 hours, one will be Koichav, then Levana, and then Shapsi, and the next morning will begin with Tzedek. Okay. And then, and so on and so forth. That actually goes through the last five lines. That's why on Friday nights at 6 o'clock, always comes out the Mazel Madim, according to the Cheshbon is, and there is a Mars, and there's Madim is considered to be, the Gemara said in Shabbos, a time of blood shedding. In fact, the Gemara says whoever is born in Mazel Madim, either he's going to be a Shoichet, or he's going to be a Reitzeach, etc. Yeah, we had this Gemara at the end of Masechta Shabbos, and therefore there's a minhag in many communities. Today, most people don't even know about this, but in many communities in the Haim before the war, between 6 and 7, if Shabbos was that time, they wouldn't make Kiddush between 6 and 7. And many still have that custom. Sorry? Yeah, or Makbet on that?
Good.
Between 6 and 7, they wouldn't make Kiddush. I'm sorry, Nachman?
In this shul, Rabbi Borin doesn't do it.
Doesn't make Kiddush between 6 and 7?
No.
Very good. Very good. Fine. Anyway, neither does Rabbi Pinchas.
In the Karabakh shul, you never have a problem. Yeah.
Mas was the god of wars.
God of wars. Uh-huh. Very good. Get to listen. Anyway, so that's the end. So that's the end of that. Shikov ein tkufa meshech mechabat al chatzi shah. The next time you start the next kufa is just going to be in the middle of the hour that we started off the previous one. If the previous one was koichav, it's going to be in the middle of that. Middle of koichav. Niyomashmur. Ein lecha tkufas nisit shenefelis bit tzedek. Tzedek, again, is one of these seven constellations, seven mazalas. If the Tekufas Nisan starts in the Tzedek hour, what he's saying is that unfortunately that is not a good simen. If Tekufas Nisan, the Tekufas Nisan is not the same as Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan, of course, starts on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, obviously. Tekufas Nisan means the spring equinox, which begins, which the Gemara called Tekufas Nisan, because it always starts March, April time. I think it's March 23rd or whatever it happens to be. 21st, it's on 21st, Yechma Maskim. So the point is, whenever that equinox is March 21st, that's called Tekufas Nisan. If it starts at Tzedek time, then unfortunately that's going to be a very bad year. There's going to be heavy winds and hurricanes and tornadoes, which are going to break down the trees. If Tekufas Teves starts Tzedek, Tekufas Teves is already the winter. If that's going to start in Tzedek,
January,
that's going to be a year where it's going to be, unfortunately, not enough rain, or there's going to be too much sun, and as a result, all the vegetables and all of the growth and the produce is all going to get dried out. But only this levana that we're talking about is not one of the seven mazalos. This is talking about the moiled halavana, that the gabbai always announces at the time of Rish Chodesh Benchin. If the moiled halavana of those months is going to be oyb levana, it's going to start in the mazel of levana or in the mazel of tzedek. That together with tkufas nisan falling out in tzedek or tkufas tevis falling out in tzedek, that chas shalom will bring mishaberes silon as mibeshes azuram. So you have to have both ingredients, both that tkufa starts at that time and that the moiled levana of that chodesh starts at that time. Okay, on to the Amud Beis. I know the Amud Aleph is a little challenging. The Amud Beis, Baruch Hashem, will also be a bit of a challenge. But Amir Hashem, we'll work it out together. Tanu Rabbanu. Shtei Nebrayi Samra Beya Seir. A person who is now squaring out the city. What happens? Oysa oysa kimen tavla murubas. First you make like a square tablet. And then when you make the tchumen, you make a further square tablet around the first tablet. In other words, we start off with a circle, and around the first circle we've built around it an imaginary square, and around that first imaginary square we build a second imaginary square for purposes of being modeled of counting your 2,000 amis. Aha. Okay, so what's going on over here? Why do you have to make two separate squares? I'm not sure what's going on over here. So the first thing we have to do is that the Chumim said, if we would only have the circle, and let's assume that the circle has a diameter of 2,000 amis, if we would only be able to go in each direction, also circular, arim and arim, then we'd only have the benefit of 2,000 amis in each direction. By putting a square around it, we've now been we've fadined, we've gotten the been rewarded, that we've gotten also the corners, the zovios, the chronos. What are the corners? That from the outside of the circle, each time into the corner, you've gained a certain distance. So now, if you look in the picture, which is in the Gemara, you'll see that they have a circle around.
In the Rashi, that's what I meant.
But the Rashi is inside the Gemara. And so around that circle you see the square. Now we're assuming that the entire square, I'm sorry, the circle from one end to the other is 2,000 amas. Fine. That's the diameter is 2,000. So now if we talk about the square, how much have we gained by squaring the circle? What we've gained, of course, as Brother Shai just told us, we gained the corners. But how much additional area is there in that, or not area, really the alach sign, the diagonal, how much have we gained? So now, for all those of you that know very simple math, I think it's a Pythagorean theorem, that every time you have a right triangle, you do a squared plus b squared equals c squared, right? So what happens if you have a square where one side is 2, and the bottom is also 2. So now what's the diagonal down the middle? So 2 squared is 4. 2 squared is 4. 4 plus 4 is 8. Which means the diagonal is going to be the square root of 8. Uh-huh. Okay, so what's the square root of 8? Square root, of course, of 9 is 3. What's the square root of 8? That's not going to add up to 3, but instead it's going to be 2.4. 2.4 times 2.4 should get you to something like 7.96 or something like 7.86. But how does that, does it work on your cheshbon? You have here your...
Well, the square is 1.
It's 2.8.
If it'd be 1, it'd be 1.4.
It's 1.4. So it's 2.8. 2.8. 2.8. 2.82842712477. It's great. 2.8. So we're just going to go round it to 2.8. Fine. Rabbi, Brother Shai, again, is correct. If it was 1 by 1, then it would be 1.4. Because 1 squared is 1, plus 1 squared is 1, 1 plus 1 is 2, and the square root of 2 is 1.4. Because 1 point, that's not mamish 1.4, but it adds up to 1.4 times 1.4 is like 1.96. Right? Is that the square root of 2? Is how much? Square root of 2? Rabbi Bloom? Square root of 2? Is around 1.4. 1.4. 1.4, 2, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, right? 1.4. So now, here we're dealing with that the... Everybody's okay? So go. Brother Shai, I need your undivided attention because you've been so helpful so far in all of these calculations. Right? So we have now that the inside the circle, a person can only go 2,000 amas, 2,000 amas. But by the fact that I've squared it off, so now the diagonal from the, let's say, the upper left, what's called at the northeastern corner, down to the southwestern corner, if I'm making that long diagonal, that diagonal is going to be 2.8. Right? Since it's 2 on one side, 2 on the other side. But it's not 2, it's 2,000. So it's 2,000 on one side, 2,000 on the other side. So it's 2,800 the diagonal. Now that diagonal, they have to remove the 2,000 of the circle which is in between. I had that 2,000 from before. So I have an extra 800. So 400 on the upper part and 400 on the lower part. Does everybody understand what I mean, upper part and lower part? When I leave the circle and I'm going now to the northeastern corner, I have now an extra 400 amas that I wouldn't have otherwise. And same thing is from the lowest part of the southwestern corner of the circle to get to the corner of the square, it's again 400 more amas. Right? So I have the 400 amas in the top, I have the 2,000 amas down the middle of the circle, and then further all the way down to the bottom of the circle and the bottom of the square, so I have 2,800. So I have now fadined, I have been rewarded, I've gotten schar of an additional 400 amas. Is everybody in agreement or not in agreement?
This is not a chiddush to what we discussed.
The Gabbah says very clear, but I'm not sure if you're saying that seriously or sarcastically.
Square off to square circle is an ancient problem.
Yeah.
They have a rule that this is the rule, that's an ancient problem. To square a circle.
We have this
in Sotomol. Anyway, I made this, goes about 3 or 4 machzorim ago. I made this circle at that time. So you have the circle here in between, and instead of taking the diameter, I only took the radius, which is instead, the whole thing would be 2,000. I took the radius, which is 1,000, and you'll notice that from here, from the middle of the circle, if my tchum started there, if my city started over there, it would be only 1,000. But I go all the way up to here, it's now 1,400 as a result of the squaring. Right? So that's so far so good. Now I have this inner square. But I still have to figure out how far my tchum is. Now the way we could have done it is just say, okay, just make another circle, another 2,000 amas in each direction. The Chum gave us another break and they said, no, no, you can square out your tchum. Because really I should only be able to go 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. But once I do that, if I start my 2,000 here from the corner, then I'd only have another circle around that original square. By the fact that the Chum, I'm allowing me to make another square around the square, so that I'm fadining again, I am benefiting from the additional Kronis. Now the question is, how much additional is there? So here, we are going to get not only a break of 400 more, we're going to get 800 more. How do we get a cheshbon of 800 more? So if you can see my somewhat primitive illustration over here.
Beautiful. Oh, it's
correct. Thank
much
you.
Better than
why are they allowing you to do this? I see geometry, but why are they allowing you now to extend?
The end of Tchum is the Raisa Rabban.
According to Rabbi Kiva, Meir is the Raisa, everyone else is the Rabban.
And our Gemara is going according to the Rabban. So the same Rabban that instituted the din of Tchumen, they gave us some breaks. Exactly. So don't be upset, be happy. We get more, we'll get a big break.
Suddenly the rules are changing, they're extending it.
They're not changing. What's okay?
That's from the beginning they made this.
They wanted to make it very simple.
Right.
The land.
Right.
So that's how they planted.
That's how they planted it, because the whole...
You're not going to go in the middle of your...
Exactly. Shouldn't go in the middle of the lot. Exactly. Very good. Fine. Anyway, so bottom line is, now how much have we added? So notice over here, from this square, we've gone 2,000 amas. Right. And we're entitled to go 2,000 amas, because it's 2,000 amas each direction. Now from here, it's also 2,000 amas up. So we have, in each one of these corners, we have now another square of 2,000 by 2,000, right? Because this goes up 2,000, this goes 2,000. So what's now the hypotenuse over here? It's 2.8, which is 2,800. So now as a result, I've gained 400 in the inside square, and now I have another 800 in the outside square. So the Chum have given us additional 1,200 on the Kronis. With that, the whole Gemara is very, very simple. Let's go back to the Gemara. Ham Rabbeya Seir. Well, I'll address your question. Let's just go through the words, and we'll go to your question. Tanobana Rabbeya Seir. Oisan kimin tavla murubas. You go and make a square tablet. V'chayim Rabbeya esat tchumin. And then you also the tchum. You also get the benefit of making another ribua, another square around the square. And that's why, if you see in your pictures, you have the picture in the Rashi, not in the Gemara. You have the circle, and around that is a square, and around that there's a further square. So what happened? When you start counting your 2,000 amas, don't start from the edge of the corner. Why? Because Neshu Mafsidus is obvious. You're going to lose as a result the corners. Ella, rather, maybe Tablu Mubas, make another square around the square. She Alpaimama Alpaimama. And go and put it again at the diagonals. Nimtisair mistakeris arba meois ama lekan the arba meois amas lekan. As a result of squaring the original circle, you got an additional 400 in each direction of the four diagonals, the four corners. And the same thing now when you're adding the tchumen, you're also adding an additional 800, like we showed on the paper. Altogether, 1,200 and 1,200, zaya zaya git. Amar Abaye, and Abaye says, Umishkachas law, when do these cheshbonis work? That you started off, that the original circle was a town of 2,000 by 2,000. Because for Shteitzach, if the circle would have started off 3,000 by 3,000 or 4,000 by 4,000, then the cheshbonis would be a little bit different. However, since we started off at 2,000 by 2,000, therefore the diagonal of the original square became 2,800, which we divided up 400 on this side and 400 on that side. And then we added, of course, the next chumen, which was a further addition of another 2,800. So that's how we got our cheshbonis in the 400 and the 800. truth of the matter is the second cheshbon always remains the same, because regardless of whether the original city was 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 10,000, 20,000, the outer one you always only add 2,000. You don't add 3,000, 5,000, 10,000. So the outer one will always be that the corners will be 2,000 by 2,000, so you'll always have an additional 800. But on the original cheshbon of the 400, it could be much, much more if the city is more than 2,000 by 2,000. Anyway, that's the end of this shtickle. Rabbi Blum, you had a question.
Is it when we square off the city like this to make an Erev,
yeah,
do we always make the orientation north, south, east, and west, or is it arbitrary? Because it seems like...
That was yesterday.
That was the Amud Aleph. You always do north, east, west, and south. Correct. In other words, when you mirabeya it, it's got to be the Rebu'a Olam. How do you determine the Rebu'a Olam? Either you see up in the stars the Egla and the Scorpion and the Akbar, or was it not Akbar? The Akrab. The Akrab.
No,
it's okay. Akrab. With the computers, you work with a mouse. But Scorpion. Akrab is a Scorpion.
Which one is it? Cancer is not the Akrab.
That's Sartan.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You
can buy a compass app.
Today you can buy a compass, but then you can close the Gemara. You can take a calculator, and then you don't have to work out all the cheshbonos. Anyway, so bottom line is, you have the Tzofin, Dorim, Mizrach, Marav, etc., and we added 400, we added 800, 1200, Zayeh Gishmak. Any other questions? Otherwise, we continue on to the next shikul. Tanya Omer Reb Lezer B'Reb Yoisi, Tchum Ori Leviim Alpayim Amma, Tzemihen Elef Amma Migrash, Nimtze Migrash Revia Vashar Sodei Suchram. When you get to the Parshas Matis Masei, Mietshem in another few weeks, you'll see that the Torah talks about the Ori Halvim. And the Ori Halvim, there are two psukim. One of them talks about that Kir Ho'ir V'chutze Elef Amasoviv, and then it also talks about that there were Alpayim Amasoviv. And the Gemara already asked the Kasha, and Rashi addresses that, and the Rambam and others. What does it mean that it's 1,000 amas around or 2,000 amas around? So the way Rashi learns in Chumash is that of the 2,000 amas which are outside the city limits of the Ori Halvim, the first 1,000 amas you were not allowed to plant or construct or do anything with. It had to remain totally empty and bare. You didn't plant any sodeis chromim, you didn't put up any structures, nothing, zero. The next 1,000 amas of the 2,000 amas, in other words, the external second 2,000 amas, second 1,000 amas, I should say, that second 1,000 amas, there you were allowed to go and plant sodeis ulchram. Now, on the surface, if I think about it, I would say, oh, in other words, of the 2,000 amas, half of it can be empty, has to be empty, and the other half has to be sodeis ulchram. But as we'll see, the Gemara is going to tell us that it's not a half and a half, it's going to be a quarter and three quarters. Now, how does that work? Didn't you just say that it's 1,000 is empty, and the next 1,000 is sodeis ulchram, so that's half. So that's going to be the Gemara's kasha, and we're going to have to get a little bit into calculations to figure this out. It's Tanya, Omer Blazer Reb Yoisi, Tchum Ori Leviim Alpayim Amma. The Tchum Arum and Arum, not Tchum Shabbos, but the din of the how you're supposed to plant and how you're supposed to leave the area outside our Leviim, that's 2,000 amas altogether. Same man, Elef Amma Migrash, the first 1,000 amas Migrash means an empty lot. Even today in Eretz Israel, you can buy a Migrash. So Migrash means an empty lot of 1,000 amas. Nimz a Migrash Revia, so Migrash is going to be a quarter. Vashar, meaning the next 1,000 amas, is going to be Sodeis Ulchram, fields and vineyards. Minuan Emili, how do I know this? I'm Rav Adem Akras. In the first Mikira, Ir V'chutze Elef Amis Saviv. Omra Torah Saviv Eseir Be'elef. You go and surround the city 1,000 Amis with Migrash empty. And then the next 1,000 you make the Sodeis Ulchram. Now, says Imar, Nimtze Migrash is Revia, therefore the Migrash is a quarter of that entire space, a room and a room, the Shtot. After all, the 2,000, this is 1,000, 1,000 or 2,000, half, what are you talking about, a quarter?
The volume is...
I'm sorry?
The area.
It shouldn't depend on the radius of the city. You know, the city that he has a 5,000 or a 10,000 radius, should have a 2,000 amas around that, it shouldn't be more. I mean, it's always proportional.
Let's see how we're going to work out all the cheshbonos. We're going to work it all out. It won't be easy, but we'll work it out. So Omer Rava. So Rava said, I was wondering, how can that be? If the Torah says it's 2,000 amas, and the first half, first 1,000 amas has to be Migrash, so that's half, that's not a quarter. So it says Rava, Bar Adam Mishucha Azbrali. Rava went to a professional. He went to Bar Ada, that was the man's name. He was Mishuchar. Mishuchar means he was in the business of measuring the meets and bounds of houses, of lots, of cities. As you know, this is
a surveyor.
A surveyor! Oh, that's the term, that's a surveyor! Shine! So that was the name of Bar Ada, was Bar Ada, the famous surveyor. And he asked him, how does this work? Can you explain to me how it's acquired? So he told him, Mishkachasla. The Masa Dehavia Trey Alfi Atrey Alfi. You start off that the city was 2,000 by 2,000. Okay. So Tchum Kamahava. How much do we have in Tchum? Shitzer Koronis. We have 16 corners. Kama, I'm sorry. I went too fast. Tchum Kamahava. How big is the Tchum? It's Shitzer. Koronis Kamahavion. How many do we have Koronis? Also Shitzer. Also 16. So we had 16 plus 16, and we get 32. Dal tamanya de tchum, and take off 8 for the tchum. Va'arba de kronis, and 4 for the kronis. So you're going to take off the 32. You're going to subtract 8 plus 4, which is 12. Kamahava, how much is 8 plus 4? Is 12. Tracer. Nimtza migrash revir. What are you talking about? What is 16? What are the 32? What are we subtracting? What are we adding? What is this all about? So for this, we have to have a new picture. Okay. So, here we start off with, this is the middle of the city. This city, we're assuming it's square for our purposes, this is the middle of the city. Fine. Now, this middle of the city was 2,000 by 2,000. 2,000 by 2,000, if we take the area, we have to go and multiply the length by the width. So, if you have 2,000 times 2,000, how much is that, Rabbi Isai? 2,000 by 2,000? 4 million. 4 million, because it'd be 2 times 2,000 would be 4,000.
Okay, right. 10 to the third, which is 4.
So, do you agree? It's 4 million.
Four million square amas.
Good.
Approximately.
That's not approximately. So 2,000 square amas. Say 2,000 square amas. The gaba is approximately 4 million square amas. That's this area over here. This is 2,000 down, 2,000 this way. 2,000 times 2,000. We have now in the middle 4 million square amas. Good. Now, assuming that this is all drawn to proportion, this area over here, which is right next to it, which is also 2,000 amas, the reason why it's also 2,000 amas is because we're now doing the tchum of the Arial Vim, which is also 2,000 amas, so this is also 2,000, and it's also by 2,000. So 2,000 by 2,000 is again 4 million. Now what we're going to do is, these four corners, we're going to call the kronos, because they're corners. These four, we're going to call the tchumen, because that's the real tchum. We're going to ignore now the corners for a moment. So the tchumen, meaning exactly parallel to the middle city is 2,000 by 2,000, this tchum is also 2,000 by 2,000. This bottom over here is also 2,000 by 2,000. The reason why it's all 2,000 by 2,000, the original city was 2,000 by 2,000, that was arbitrary. Yes. That's what we decided, 2,000 by 2,000.
Everything's based on that.
But based on that, but now let's talk about the tchum. The tchum is also 2,000 in this direction, and 2,000 in that direction, right? Down here it's 2, and over here it's 2. So it's always squares of 2,000 by 2,000. So we have now 4 million square amas here, 4 million square amas here, 4 million here, and 4 million here. How much is that altogether?
16.
16 million square amas.
Approximately.
According to the government, approximately.
Through the city, we have 20.
Yeah, I mean, slightly. We'll leave out the city for a month. So you have 16.
We have more place than the people of the city. That's what it comes to.
Well, I mean, I finished it. Nobody's living in the outside. The people only living in the middle. So this is 4, 8, 12, 16. 16 million. But that's only 16 million in what we call the tchumen. The reason why it's called tchumen, because this is parallel to the city. But now let's talk about the kronos. Now the kronos we haven't even mentioned yet. These kronos also are the same dimensions of 2,000 by 2,000. So they're also 4 million, 4 million, 4 million, and 4 million, which is another 16 million. So therefore we have 16 million, which is called Chumen. We have 16 million, which is called Koronos. So therefore that's the 32 million. So let's go back to the Gemara, the first part.
But really, you get the diagonals of the hypotenuse over here, so you should get a little bit more.
Yeah, we're not talking about the hypotenuses, we're only talking about the areas.
Area.
You're talking about length of walking. You're right, the diagonal here, of course, is much longer, no question. But here we're talking about the area. The area is 2,000 by 2,000. Good. So we're going to get to the next cheshbon in a moment, but let's first go through the first cheshbon.
He's right, because it should be a circle. you would think
the Gemara is going to end off. You are Reb Pinchas. You're three steps ahead of us. We're not there yet.
We're not there. We're going to come full circle.
Uri, you're on the ball today. Okay, always on the ball. Can we come back? Nochmal. Back to the Gemara. Tanya Omer Lezim Reb Yosi Tchum Ori Halevim Alpayim Amma. How do we get to Alpayim Amma? So skip now down to Omer Rava Bar Ad Mishucho Azbrali Mishkachas La B'Masad Havi Trei Alfi Atrei Alfi. The dimensions of the city were 2,000 by 2,000. Tchum Kamahava. How much do we have in the Tchum? We have Shitzer. We have 16 million square amas. Koronis Kamahavi. And how much were in the corners? Also Shitzer, 16 million square amas. So 16 million plus 16 million is how much altogether? 32 million. So put that in your mind just for a second. Okay. Dal Tamanya the Tchumen V'Arba the Koronis. Now we have to remove 8 of the Tchumen and 4 of the Kronis. Now why do we have to remove anything?
The Migrash.
Because we're now going to make our Migrash. So where are we going to make the Migrash? The Migrash is going to be in the first 1,000. Remember this, Tchumen in each direction is 2,000. We're not going to go with the full 2,000. We're only going to go with the Migrash for the first 1,000. Yeah. So here you have 1,000, here you got 1,000, here you got 1,000. So it's going to be half of the Tchumen. Forget about the Kronis now, because we're dealing only with the Tchumen now for the first one. Okay, so now how much do we get over here? So although I made these are big boxes, but these big boxes, these are really two boxes, because this is a full 2,000. And this is a full 2,000. So if this is a full 2,000, 2,000 by 1,000 is how much?
2 million.
2 million, right? Because we're only doing the first Migrash. Right. But if the length is 2,000, the width is only 1,000. So 2 times 1 is now 2 million. Down here will be another 2 million. And over here will be another 2 million, and over here another 2 million. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes.
So how much is 4 times 2 million?
8 million.
8 million. Those are the 8 million of the Tchumen. But if we were to just leave these empty, we have forgotten about the Kronos. The Kronos, after all, also circle the, or they don't circle, they
surround,
thank you. They surround the inner city. So now we have to, now how much is each one of these Kronos? Each
one
is only 1 by 1.
1 million.
So how much is 1 by 1? 1 million, 1 million, 1 million, 1 million.
1 million.
So you get 4 million. So you have 8 plus 4. 8 of Tchumen, 4 of Kronis. Back to the Gemara. Zogt Gemara Nochamul. Said, Ad Bar Ad Mishucha. Dal. Now you have to subtract Tamanya de Tchumen, the 8 million of Tchumen, and Varbo de Kronis, and the 4 of the Kronis. So how much you come have, how much is that together? Tracer is 12. Okay, so now what we've done is we've left the 12 million square amas empty out of the total of 32 million square amas. So how much is 12 divided by 32? Does that give you a quarter? Certainly not. 12 out of 48 would be a quarter. 12 out of 32, in fact, it's even more than a third, right? Because 11 out of 33 would be exactly a third.
12
out of 32
would be a third.
12, 36 would be a third. 12 out of 32 is even more than a third. So, okay, it's not half anymore. Right? We started off with the impression it's half. Oh, it's not half. Fine, mask it. But it's more than a third. It's not a quarter? We just make the cheshire that Pinchas just said. It'd be 12 out of 36 would be a third. But 12 out of 32 is not a third. 12 out of 32 is more than a third.
3/8.
3/8. Oh, I see arba demos shodi alai. Ah, we left out the middle. We left out the middle. Oh, we left out the middle. So how much do we have to add if we want to get to the middle? So the middle, remember, was 2,000 by 2,000.
4 million.
That's 4 million. So instead of talking about the 32 million of the Tchumen and the Kronos, let's add the 4 million of the middle city. How much are we going to get altogether?
36.
Slightly. The original Tchumen we said was, this was 4 million, 4 million, 4 million, 4 million. We added 4 times 4, we multiplied 4 times 4, we got 16 million for the Tchumen. Then we said the same thing applies to the Kronis. 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 is another 16. It's 32 million altogether. Brother Shai, we need you.
No, just try this.
Too much noise. Remember, so we had 32 million altogether. 32 million. 32. Right? Then we said that we had, of the 32, 12 of them, 8 plus 4, were Migrash. So he said 12 out of 32 is more than a third. Says the Gemara. Now, add to the 32 the middle, the city itself.
436.
the city itself is 2 million, 2,000 by 2,000, which is another 4 million. 32 plus 4 gets us to 36 million. 36 million. 30, are you in agreement? 36 million? Fine. So it's in 36, and we have 12 a room and a room. How much is 12 out of 36? It's a third. So we're getting closer, but we're still not there. So Frank the Gemara, what should you do now? Says Gemara, Kamahaba, Nimtza, where are we up to? Take the 4 million of the inner city, Shadi Alayu, throw it onto the 32, and how much are we going to have altogether? We're going to have now 36 million. Akati Tilsa, but it's only a third. Now, by the way, it's very simple to figure out that this is 36 million because you don't have to keep on adding it all up. This is 6 by 6, right? Because since this is 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, this is altogether 6,000. This is altogether 6,000. How much 6,000 by 6,000? 36 million. Approximately. So it's 36 million altogether, Bako Mikol Kol, of which we've already established only the inner Amma, inner 1,000 Ammas is going to be Migrash, which we said already is 12. So 12 out of the 36 is a third. But we still want to get to a quarter of Baisai. What are we going to do? Says Imara Echab Duchduan Aitz. The Aitz is going to be, instead of talking about that the 1,000 a room in a room is squared, it's going to be in the form of a circle. The form of a circle. How does that fadin us? How is that any better? Getting back to the Imara. Akati Tiltzava, you're assuming that when the Torah says leave a migrash outside of the city, that it's got to be square. Bigulakomar, it's really talking about a circle. Kama Maruba Yeser al Hu Eagle. How much area is there more in a square than there is in a circle? Ravia, a quarter. That's stuck approximately. It's not exactly, yeah. It's approximately. That the ribua, the area of the square, how much is it more than the circle? It's a ravia. It's a quarter. Since it's a quarter, dal ravia minayu. So now remove a quarter from that outside 1,000 Amma Migrash that goes a room in a room. Until now we were talking about that 1,000 Ammas a room in a room is 12 million square Ammas. 12 million, that's how we got the Cheshem before, right? It was 12 out of 36, 12 million. But now we're going to take off of that a quarter from the 12 million. So if we take off a quarter of the 12, we take off 3 million. So how much are we going to be left with?
9 million.
We started off at the whole thing, back on the call is 36. Now we're left with the Migrash is now 9 million. 9 out of 36 is a quarter.
We're cheating because we're still saying the one around is a square.
That's true.
What do you mean?
You're right.
Why wouldn't we say it's a square?
Because if we're going at everything is a circle, so the thing around is also a square. It's not a native.
You're talking about Chumash Shabbos. He was talking about Oriel Vien. So we're saying that the first Migrash of 1,000 Amis is circular. The outside Migrash of the second 1,000 Amis, those are square. So he's saying that's why it should really be apples to apples. It should be a circle around the circle.
But then we have back and we discuss whether Tchumim, where we get the Tchumim from. We said Remeir, because he just holds it Doraisa. We said from Migrash Shalavia. So we said that's Doraisa. So
Savigoisa.
So did there was say it was a circle, or did we say it was squared? Wasn't there a sheet there that said it was also squared?
Everybody agrees that you start off with a circle, but you get to the square. Right. But the question over here is the Gabi, the Migrash, you stay with a circle.
It's Minatoida, you're picking other people's property.
The Gemara that you're referring to before, Mr. Meir, and that learning from the Chotzer and Mishkan, etc., that you add the 50 to 50, according to the others, that's just an asmachta. According to Meir, it's a real limud. But over there, he wasn't learning from the Migrash. He was learning it from the Chotzer of the Mishkan. Chotzer of the Mishkan, it says, the Viroi Chav Chamishim B'Chamishim. The Gemara asks, what's Chamishim B'Chamishim? That you take the second 50 and you put it a room in a room, the first 50. And then you get 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3. That was the cheshbon of the 5,000 square amps. Anyway, but yeah, Rabbi Bloom. Yeah,
I'm just distracted. This whole piece over here by Baradis calculations.
Yes.
Why doesn't he just do a simpler thing to say? This is 2 times 2 is 4.
Right.
So then this is 4 times 4 is 16. And 6 times 6 is 36. And just subtract the difference from them. And you have 36 minus 12.
Right.
16 minus 4 is 8.
Right.
I mean, excuse me.
16 minus 4 is 12.
12. and then just 16 minus. Why do you have to go into this whole? You know, you have one of these and one of these, and the corners, and take a little bit off the corners. It just seems like a much simpler. I mean, I was just distracted by it the whole time. Is there some mile in this kind of calculation?
I don't know that Zamala. I just tried to have the diagram follow the Lashon HaGemara.
Right, that's why. The Lashon HaGemara, why?
If you look in Rashi, you see it's even more complicated, because Rashi goes through further complications. In other words, you're saying Barada could have explained it perhaps in a simpler form. It's a kash of a mass, but that's how we explained it, that you have a room in the city. That was the cheshvin of Rav Amit Bar Adam. And now we have Abaye Omar. Abaye says, you don't have to say 2,000 by 2,000. Abaye Mishkachs Lanami B'mosad Dehavye Alpha B'Alpha. You can have that it was, instead of 2,000 by 2,000, 1,000 by 1,000, where the middle is now, of course, the million Amis. It's Tchumen Kamahava. How much do we have in the Tchumen? So now everything is half of the Shiurim of before. Instead of having 16 million square amis, you're only going to have 8 million square amis. Because we're not going to start off each time doing 2,000 by 2,000. We're going to do 2,000 by 1,000. You always have the tchum of 2,000 going out, but the city is only 1,000. So you have 2,000 by 1,000 is 2 million here, 2 million down below, 2 million on the left, 2 million on the top. There'll be 8 million altogether. And the same thing will be in the koronos. Just that the koronos are going to be, there they will be 2,000 by 2,000. The koronos are not affected by the size of the city, because the koronos are always, we're always adding 2,000 in one direction, 2,000 in the other direction. So it'll always be the 4 million, 4 million. So here you're going to have the 16 million, but in this area you're only going to have 8 million. So 6 plus, here you're going to have 16, here you're going to have 8. 8 plus 16 is altogether 24. So again, nochmal. Abaye Omer Mishkachas Lanami B'Mosad Dehavi Alpha B'Alpha. Tchumen Kamahava, how much of the Tchumen? There are 8, Tamanya, like we just explained. Koronos Kamahava, how much do you have in the corners? Shitzer, 16. 16 plus 8 is 24. Dal, Arba de Tchumen, the Arba de Koronos. Now we have to subtract that part which is covered, which is called Migrash. How much is Migrash? The 4 which are right next to it, which are the Tchumen part, since it's 1,000 on this side, 1,000 that side, 1,000 each side, and each time, it's therefore it's 4 times 1, right? It's 1 million on each side, it's 1 times 1,000, 1,000 times 1,000, 1,000 times 1,000, so you have 4 times 1,000, you have altogether 8 million. Dal arba de Tchumen, you take off the 4 of the Tchumen. Here's a city in the middle, but the city is now 1,000 by 1,000. So this piece is 1,000 by 1,000. This is 1,000 by 1,000. This is 1 million, 1 million, 1 million, and 1 million. So those 4 1 millions add up together to 4 million altogether. The Arba de Kronis, and now you add again 1,000, 1,000, 1,000, and 1,000. So it's another 4 million. So you have altogether 8 million. Kamahavet Tamanya. So you have 8 million, and we started off with the Cheshbin that the entire 2,000 amis from all sides, we said, was 24 million. Remember, we said 8 plus the 16 is 24. Over the 24, now the numerator is 8 out of that 24. 8 out of the 24, for Edimar Tiltzab, is a chvaita, a third, not a quarter. Says by the same terrors as before. Misavas Birbula Kamar. You're making cheshbonis that it's 8 out of the 24. Bigula Kamar. We're talking about when it's round. Kamaruba Yeser al Eagle Revia. As we said before, the square is a quarter more area than the eagle. So instead of talking about 8 around for that 1,000, instead of 8, we're going to take off from it a quarter. A quarter of the 8 is 2. How much are we left with? Dal Revia, partially Shita. We're going to be left with 6. So 6 out of 24. Shita Mechav Dal Revia, for the 6, which is now that circular Migrash around the 1,000 by 1,000, that's 6 out of the larger area of 24. 6 out of 24 is 1 quarter.
Yes, it has to make all the same such
points. My question is the same if it's a different size city.
Exactly.
The geometry is proportional,
no matter
what. Okay, have a good Shabbos, one and all. Yeah.